Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is again having a blessed day as always. I got up this morning pretty early and went outside and just was in awe of what a nice day it was down here in Florida. About 55 degrees when I woke up, clear blue skies with a light breeze. It was really, really nice. No chemtrails. I've not seen any chemtrails since the middle of last week, actually, before we had that one storm come in. So that's been quite nice. But other than that, yeah, it's a great day here, staying busy, working on a new phone system for you guys to serve you guys better and have more services and options. But how are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, if it was any better, I'd have to charge admission, buddy. I mean, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I tell you, God is good, life is good, the weather is good, and we have a new head of the CIA who says the only answer is through Jesus Christ. He's not some kind of whack-bag Satanist. And hopefully he's the one who has the authority to stop these stupid airplanes from spraying us. And if he doesn't, we'll try to find a way to get in touch with him through all of the alternative media we know to find out what the heck they're doing this for. Of course, we know why they're doing it, but how in the world we can keep it stopped and never have it resurface again? Because I love these blue skies. We finally got blue skies back again. I mean, it's like Florida like 30 years ago. It's absolutely wonderful down here. We got the Bush-Clinton crime cabal out of office with their Rothschild handlers. And so, good Lord, thank you, Jesus, and all the other things you want to say with superlatives. I'm glad we won the election, and we're not at war with Russia right now. And that's kind of like how I feel. What do you think, son?
Yeah, that about sums it up, man. A lot of interesting things happening right now. I saw yesterday, we talked about a little bit of it with the executive orders that Trump was signing. And, you know, the one that I talked about yesterday, and I talked to a couple people about it last night when I was out, and I thought it was so crazy, as I kept thinking about it after we talked about it on the show, that we're essentially not going to fund any type of international abortions anymore. Planned Parenthood, as I write about that, they're saying that they're going to try and find funding elsewhere, which I think they need to. I also think we need to immediately, which I hope Trump does this very soon, immediately cut any and all funding off to Planned Parenthood. If they want to be a private entity and engage in selling body parts of aborted fetuses, that, to me, should automatically be illegal, which it is, but they still do it. But again, there's absolutely no legitimate purpose whatsoever that we should have to be funding that here or abroad in any other country. So I thought that was interesting that he signed that yesterday. Also, too, pulled us out of the TPP and did a full hiring freeze on federal jobs, excluding the military. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Just want to kind of reiterate that again. Also, too, I saw that a new bill has just been introduced to Congress. It apparently is getting a lot of leeway already. It was introduced by Representative Mike Rogers, called the American Sovereignty Restoration Act of 2017, which essentially is calling to remove the United States from the United Nations. It was proposed on January 3rd. It was co-sponsored by a handful of Republican lawmakers. And basically what he said here in the statement Monday is that he co-sponsored the bill because he believes that our sovereignty as our country is harmed by our membership in this body. And he said we need to take a long look at our relationship with the United Nations to ensure that American interests are protected first and foremost. The bill proposes barring the U.S. from committing any funds or troops to U.S. peacekeeping operations worldwide and stipulates that the U.N. must vacate property owned by the U.S. government. It would also repeal the 1973 Environment Program Participation Act, stripping UN employees of diplomatic immunity in the U.S. and repealing the U.S.'s membership and participation in the World Health Organization, the WHO. So I have no idea if they'll actually get this passed. This is like a globalist nightmare bill if this thing goes through. I love it. I think it's a great idea, but we'll see if Trump's actually going to go through with it. But it's pretty exciting. It's actually getting some leeway with a lot of representatives, Dad.
Well, the biggest thing, and this will never get passed right now, it won't happen,
no.
But what will happen is this: if it does get voted on, Trump's going to see who his enemies are and who his friends are. Because Trump,
yep,
like the rest of us, and he realizes the UN's got some serious issues, and he's going to know who the Republicans are who support this and the Democrats who are support this. And quite frankly, if it did pass, I personally think Trump would sign it. I think he'd get us out of this mess. And what, and Ron Paul,
yeah,
says the same thing. Ron Paul said a long time ago, you know what's so funny? And let me give kudos to Ron Paul. Ron Paul has been saying the same stuff that he's been saying for the past 20 years, and finally he garnered enough support with all of the people in the grassroots that he was able to basically get a real footprint, you know, 4 years ago when he ran for the presidency. Rand Paul was not able to do that because Rand Paul turned on his father and supported Mitt Romney 4 years ago, which is, to me has eliminated Rand Paul as a viable contender for anything. But what's interesting about this is that Ron Paul has a huge, I mean, millions and millions of people support him with the money, with the Fed, with everything. And he was the first person to get the Fed partially audited. We found that. So if anything, we're all standing on the shoulders of what Ron Paul did years and years ago, including the grassroots effort to get enough people awake to put Donald Trump in office through the whole help of the Holy Spirit and through God. Now, I'm going to share something with you guys real quick. I got to stop for 1 second here because I got a little bone to pick here for just a second. You know, I've learned a long time ago, and I've said this to you before, I'm going to say it again. There are two ways to have the tallest building in a town. Number one is to tear down all the other buildings, or number two is just to work on your own building one brick at a time until you can get it to a point where it becomes the tallest building in the town. Over the years, I've learned there are certain people out there. Now, you guys are going to know this, and I'm not going to mention any names. I don't do that. You guys know me better than that. There are certain people out there that you can agree with them on 99% of the content of your show, of your book, or whatever, and they will disagree with you on the 1%. And the thing about it is they will get into a point where they are unbelievably angry about the 1%. I learned a long time ago, and I just told this to Austin a few minutes ago at the office. I said, you know, Austin, I agree with you 95% of the time. That gives us an A on our relationship. And as far as the other side, 5%, I don't care. Because I don't have to force you as another alpha male to believe everything I believe or to feel the same way about things the way I feel about them. See, and I want to share with you guys, this is so important. If you have friends and you guys get along great and you've known them for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, and you don't agree on everything, it's okay. You don't have to agree on everything. We all have our own opinions. Now, if it's something that's egregious, like if they're going out and getting drunk or taking drugs or sleeping with whores, okay, you got to say something about that because that's pretty bad. Chances are if they're doing all of that, they're not going to be in your 90% list anyhow. They're probably not going to be good friends. So, especially if you're a Christian. So guys, do me a favor. Do everybody a favor. Do your friends a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. If you get an A on your relationship, let it be. Don't have to fight about the last 10% or 5% or 1%. It's very, very, very important. And I look at it another way. Years ago, I had a dear friend of mine, went through a really bad divorce, and it devastated him, absolutely devastated him. I mean, I've known the guy for over 42 years, and he basically, his whole personality changed. For about a year, he was unbelievably depressed. He was a real jerk when I got him on the phone, and it got to the point where I had to just give him some space, and I couldn't encourage him. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even really talk to him because he just stayed angry for about a year. So finally, about a year, 2 years later, he finally came back around. He started acting like my old friend did again. Now, my wife was kind of aggravated at him for doing that, and I looked at her one day, and I said, honey, I love you, and I've been married to you for over 30 years now, and I said, I appreciate you. I said, but here's the thing. Me and my friend, if you grade every year we've been friends over 40 years, it's an A, 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 it's an A. Some years are A+, some years are A-, but it's still an A. If he has a bad year and you have 40 years of A's and 1 year of an F and you average them together, it's still an A. It's still an A. And it may not be as high of an A, but it's still an A. So you've got to learn not to base your relationship with a person on the last time you spoke to them, but rather upon the entire sum total of the relationship. Now, if the relationship gets to the point where it's always biting and bickering and fussing and feuding and trying to force someone's opinion on somebody else's opinions, then you gotta take a break. Then you gotta say, hey, look, I gotta take a break for a bit because I'm not gonna do this. I got too much other stuff that I'm doing, and hopefully that person will be restored, you know, be it for a season, to you as a friend or as a confidant or as a fellow emailer or blogger or whatever you want to call it. But the thing about it is, guys, we all have to work together as one. As the body of Christ, we can't be picking at each other and tearing each other down. Because God shows favor to some people and not other people. He shows really big favor to some people and not other people. And the sad part about it is that, you know, sometimes people are unwilling to accept that, either because of jealousy or envy, or because they're just being pious or sanctimonious, and they want to try to force their opinion upon somebody else because that person doesn't think exactly like them. Guys, it's not okay to be like that. We can't act like that. If you want to immunize your kids after everything we've said to you, I'll continue to pray for you, and I will still love you. And if you bring it up to me, I'll probably fuss a little bit, be honest with you, because that's really important to me. But I'm not going to cut you off as a friend because of that, because it's simply not worth that to me, because that's your choice, your decision. And the same thing with eating clean. If you want to go eat a bunch of pork, even the last two chapters of Isaiah, God basically compares pork to eating of rats and pigs and other unclean meats. If you want to do that, I'm probably going to say something to you about the pork. I'm probably going to say something about eating a rat, too, if you want to do that. But as far as I'm concerned, that's your deal. If you want to eat rats, I can't help it. You just go and have after rat. But I'm not going to get into this giant kicking parade about what you're doing. Now, I may ask you why you think it's important that you eat a rat and why you think that you don't want to listen to God's word. I may do that. But I'm not going to get into an argument with you about that, because chances are you probably don't know you're not supposed to eat rats. So that's the little thing today. Plus, I want to cover some scripture again. I love these verses. This is Philippians 4:19. My God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Luke 6:20-38. I have given, and it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and I have an abundant supply. Wow, I love that. Malachi 3:10, you've all heard this one. Thank you that because I'm a tither, the devourer is rebuked for my sake, and you have opened the windows of heaven and are pouring out from me such a blessing that I cannot contain. There will soon not be room enough to receive it. Psalm 21:6. Thank you, Father, you have blessed me to be a blessing. Here's another one. I confess that because I walk in righteousness, God's favor and blessing rests upon me. Psalm 5:12. Because I love God's word, I increase in wisdom and favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. I walk in God's favor today in all my business dealings, and I walk in God's favor today with people. Next one. He makes his face shine upon me today. I love this one. He is gracious to me today. I walk in his blessings and in his peace. I expect something good is going to happen to me today. Numbers 6:25-26. And finally, Mark 9:23. With God, all things are possible. So today, I am expecting God's favor and success to be upon me. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. We've talked about this so many times. The words of your mouth create the reality of your life. The confessions of your mouth create the reality of your life. The prayers of your mouth create the reality of your life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Guys, learn to confess the things that I just told you. I can do all things through Christ who sanctions me. Father, thank you that you put me always at the right place and the right time every time. Thank you, Father. I have tremendous friends, and my marriage is wonderful. My children are wonderful. Thank you, Father, for all of the things that you continually bestow upon me. Guys, listen to me. You don't live in the Horn of Africa. Okay? You live in the United States, most of you who are listening today, or in another good country. You're not being born into a situation which is god-awful and you can't get out of it. You've been blessed. You've got a computer. You've got iPhones. You've got all of this stuff. Always look at what God has given you. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because, guys, we need to all think about working together in unison like we did on this last election to continue to reestablish the United States and to continue to restore the United States to righteousness. This morning, somebody sent me a picture of a protester from Washington, D.C. And she was about 300 pounds, and she was very unattractive. And she had a sign that had like foot-tall letters on it that she was wearing around her neck and her back. And it said, I will spread my legs for migrants. Now, that's pretty skanky. No, that's pretty skanky. I should have showed you the picture, Austin. It's pretty awful. And I thought to myself, my God, my God. You know, what has happened to us? And it's because of what we've done in the media, what we've done with women's liberation. Now, remind you, I don't consider women to be less than a man. I consider us to be equal. You know, my wife and I, we have that relationship. It's not 50-50. It's 100-100 both directions. And we both continue to strive to encourage one another and to edify each other and lift each other up every single day. She knows as a man that I've got physical needs from a sexual standpoint. So she knows that when we're ready to have sex or I want to have sex, it's just, that's absolutely fine with her. I feel the same way towards her concerning that. I feel the same way about her as far as child rearing and kids. I do everything I can to do what I can to please her, and she does the same for me. I had a friend of mine one time in graduate school. He had a great marriage, and I asked him, I said, why is it that you guys have such a good marriage? And he said, because we each give 100%. Ladies, men, take care of your husbands. Take care of your wives. A lot of guys run around on their wives because their wives aren't taking care of them. A lot of women run around their husbands because their husbands aren't taking care of them. Guys, it can't be that way, especially among believers. We've got to all seek and strive to bring honor and glory to you. The Sabbatean Kabbalists and Bernays, Edward Bernays, this is a cousin of Sigmund Freud, they brought us this conditioning that they've done to us with women's liberation, with Hollywood, and with filth. And these people think that they can say or do anything and it's okay. That's because they don't believe in God, because they don't think that there's going to be an accountability for what they're doing, and they just believe in hedonism and doing whatever makes them feel good. Guys, we're not called to be that. We're called to be a son, a daughter of God Almighty through the Holy Spirit. We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We're called to be in covenant with God Almighty when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And guys, we've been called according to a purpose, and that purpose is much higher than running around wearing filthy signs around your neck thinking that's cool or cute. It's just nasty. It's all it is. So guys, please remember, always try to bring honor and glory to God. And by the way, this is something funny. Trump's approval rating is now 57%. It's already up since last week, way up. Trump signs 5 more executive orders this week. He urges automotive makers to push big for new plants. He vows to stop out-of-control environmentalism. He has now won the unions. Now that we mentioned this yesterday, the White House is an English-only website, and the immigration hawks are starting to really, really worry. And he did those executive orders on big steel and Keystone, with the Keystone Pipeline, and basically making it easier for plants and equipment to be produced and for different types of things to be run to streamline the entire thing. He's also vowing to stop the out-of-control environmentalism, and this is all off the Drudge right now. And he also tells Detroit and auto CEOs that environmental regulations are out of control. They're trying to make the look what they just did to Volkswagen. Look what they did to Volkswagen. Yep. $19 billion in fines. Now Mercedes is next. Guys, this has to stop. This is the government intrusion into the private sector to a point of nauseam. I have a diesel that gets great fuel mileage. It's got one of those little Mercedes engines in it. Guys, it's one of those things. If you get 35 miles per gallon and your car is running 99.99% clean, it doesn't matter if it runs 99.99.999% clean if it gets half the fuel mileage because you burn twice as much fuel. It doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. And that's why the new CAFE regulations, I think within a few years, they want all fleets to be at 35 miles per gallon. That's insanity. Unless they go to Tesla's technology, which now Trump did say that we have some advanced technology he's going to be bringing online, which I hope that he does, and that's going to be another whole growth industry. But Donald Trump tells Detroit's auto CEOs that environmental regulations are out of the control. So I hope he puts an, I hope that he goes in. I hope he shuts down the EPA. I hope that gets shut down. I hope the Department of Energy gets shut down. I hope the Department of Education gets shut down. And I really hope ATF, all alcohol, tobacco, and firearms gets shut down. And I hope and pray we can streamline the federal government to get out of our lives and stop all of this doggone intrusion and the monitoring of all of our phones and all of our emails and all of our stuff all of the time. Who gave them the right to do that? Nobody did. It's the National Defense Authorization Act that our Congress put into place and the Patriot Act that they put into place. It's a giant spy thing is what it is. And, guys, we got to hope and pray that Trump will get rid of all of that stuff. What do you think, son?
Oh, man, yeah. There's no question about it. Because the rate that we're going, everything is just going downhill rapidly. And now we're kind of seeing the brakes be put on very abruptly with Trump in office. But there's a lot of things that need to be done immediately. As you just said, that's what he talked about yesterday, wanting to get rid of, well, I think, the Department of Humanity and one of the other ones, and also privatizing PBS. Because there's absolutely no reason that we're continuing to subsidize PBS with federal funding. But yeah, all these agencies have to take either a significant budget cut and tighten their belt back down, or they need to be completely abolished, essentially. They need to be absorbed by that. And that's what the one congressman I talked to you guys about 2 weeks ago with ATF, is he wanted to come in and have FBI handle, absorb all the jobs of basically firearms and explosives, and DEA can handle any issues with alcohol and tobacco. That whole agency has absolutely no useful purpose. We've seen they're literally one of the most scandal-ridden alphabet agencies in this government, and there's just a lot of things that need to be dialed down. Also, too, this is one of those things that we're starting to see more and more now. Now Australia is the first to do it, an automatic recognition system to replace passport control at Australian airports is now being implemented and hoping to be fully utilized by 2019. The Australian government has now announced a radical overhaul of its security systems at its airports, planning to replace traditional ID checks with biometric self-processing systems dubbed the Seamless Traveler. They're saying all of this to make it more convenient, easier for you to travel, and harder for illegals to get into the country. Now, from that aspect, yes, I do understand that. The other aspect of it is, too, again, this is pushing us towards that entire biometric cashless society. There'll be no hiding of anything. You literally are going to be completely open to everything they want to do. The Australian Department of Immigration and Border Protection announced it will proceed into its transition to a contactless ID check system this year. Passengers will not need to show their passports or any other ID documents, as well as the contact custom officers or other officials, as they will be instead processed through biometric recognition of their face, iris, and fingerprints that will be matched to existing data. And in the future, they may not even have to present their passport at all in the long term. So this is another weird thing that we're seeing, that yes, the convenience factor of this would be incredible, especially if your passport was lost, but also too, we're seeing the complete opposite side of this, where everything's turning into biometrics, where, as I've just said before, it's going to be a cashless society. Everything is going to be controlled and monitored, every single aspect of your life. So I don't know. We'll see if this actually catches on in Australia. So far, it's had a huge, huge positive impact. A lot of people like it, but we'll see if that continues, and we'll see if they try and implement this here in the United States, because remember, a lot of these smaller countries, they beta test stuff first, like they did in India with the cash restrictions confiscating all the large bills last year. They do that in these small countries to beta test first. So what do you think about Australia doing that, Dad?
I know when we came into passport control in the United States last year after we got back from Europe doing this whole thing on the immigration crisis over there, I know that we had to go through special machines and we had to fill in and scan our passports before we went to the customs immigration agents at their desks. And I know that now I have that little card I have, I forgot what it's called now, that allows me to pass through a lot of this stuff without having to get, you know, strip searched and pulled naked in the back room. Are you still there, Austin?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. My iPad is turned down. So I've got all that now, which really allows me a lot more leeway as far as doing this. So I don't know about all that. All I know is when you get into customs, when a lot of the big jets let in, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, 600 or 800 or 1,000 people coming in, and you're having to stand in line for hours trying to get through customs and passport control. I have mixed emotions about that, because I'd like for it to be streamlined. The problem is it will lead to a lot more abuse and facial recognition cameras and a lot more stuff that's going to be basically like that one movie with Tom Cruise that we saw, The Minority Report, in which everybody's monitored all of the time. I just have to believe God that we're not going to have that now that Donald Trump is in. And I only hope, too, and we got to pray this already, we can get Trump for 8 years. That'll put me at 69 years of age. Okay, I've got that. I'm good with 69, but I'm going to be still pretty young then, because I'm pretty active. And I don't want to have to deal with another Hillary-type person trying to get into the White House, or another Gay Kenyan getting into the White House. I don't need any of this stuff anymore the rest of my life. So we've got to make sure other people are lined up behind him, even if it's going to be his sons. I'm okay with that, too. Somebody who can come in and keep the same thing going and stand up against the globals. Because I'll say one thing about this Donald Trump guy. This guy is a real alpha male. By the way, here's another article. This is kind of interesting. They have found that they can hit a light now, a laser, which is a frequency, and it will flip a switch inside of a rat's brain, and all of a sudden they will simply become incredibly very aggressive predators when the two sets of neurons in the amygdala were activated using laser light, according to the research team. These things got so effective at killing, they would jump and bite and chew on anything living or anything dead inside. They would attack sticks, bottle caps, insect-like toys, anything. They intensely bite the toy and use their forepaws to attempt to kill it, no matter what it was inside of their cage. But the aggressive behavior is reserved for prey. Mice didn't attack each other when both sets of neurons were activated. The results of the simulation research may prove insight into how the brain has changed over the course of the years. Superior predatory skills has led to an evolutionary triumph. And it goes on to say how this is working. Now, to me, I just hear one word when I see all this stuff. I hear DARPA. DARPA, yep. DARPA. And that they're going to find a way, as we've seen and they've told us and they've shown us, using cell phones, using frequencies, they're trying to flip a switch that humanity will turn on itself. I believe that. I believe that's one of their goals, is to destroy people. They want to reduce the population of the planet. They're doing it through birth control. They're doing it through fluoride. I had a friend of mine, I talked to him today, and he was asking me, he goes, what is this whole deal with all these men who are impotent? You know, we call it erectile disorder. You know, it's all over the TV. And sure enough, every time you turn the TV sets on, you get these commercials for ED, 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 ED. You know, and the thing about this is there's a reason they're doing this. Number one, the statin drugs can cause this because it lowers testosterone. High blood pressure causes it in a lot of patients, as far as that, even in their 20s and 30s, they no longer can have sex with their wife. Now, the crazy thing about this is that's why this entire industry has grown up around Viagra. Viagra has a problem, though, because of the nitric oxide, which is released in such high quantities that it causes optic nerve. It can cause optic nerve and can cause auditory nerve degradation. In other words, you go blind and deaf if you get enough of this stuff. Now, that's kind of crazy, because the drug manufacturers, we talked about this on yesterday's show, they're constantly trying to force you to take products that are going to make you have to take additional products to cover up the side effects of the products they're giving you. That's one of the reasons that we developed HGH Stimulate. Not only does it stimulate the thyroid gland through the quercetin in there, and also through the folate, and also through the citrulline, it also allows the body to release human growth hormone through the thyroid. It also releases the nitric oxide into the blood, which works like a natural Viagra without making you go blind and deaf. And the reason that happens with Viagra is they release too much nitric oxide at once, and they don't combine it with any antioxidants, which is the problem with RHGH Stimulate. We put the quercetin in there, which is an extremely strong antioxidant, and we do everything we possibly can to make sure this will be the finest, highest quality product available. And it burns body fat, and it increases libido. So it does all of that stuff without causing horrible side effects. So I was asked that question this morning by a man, and I will not want to mention his name because a lot of people know who he is, but he wanted to know why there were so many commercials on ED and why so many guys were having problems with this. That's why, because they're giving you drugs that cause it. In addition to that, this atherosclerotic plaquing in the blood vessels can also cause that. So it's a major, major problem in the United States and all around the world. And the globalists, of course, want this because they're giving you drugs that cause it. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. That's the vicious circle of the pharmaceutical industry, and that's what we talked about in detail yesterday, the level of corruption that they're involved in. And then you even took it a step further and called it out for really what it is they want to get as many people on as many different drugs as physically possible that they can handle, just to the point of death. They don't want them to die. The pharmaceutical industry doesn't make a whole lot of money in death. They make money in keeping people alive. That's their whole thing. But it's keeping them alive at the most unhealthy level physically possible. That way they can have them on 10, 15, 20 different medications at a time. That's why you see a lot of these medications, and this is, I've talked about this before on the show, and I've heard this so many times on the phone with customers, on emails. Somebody goes in, they have an issue with blood pressure. So they take them in, okay, we'll put you on blood pressure medication. Okay, blood pressure medication comes in, then they start having issues with erectile dysfunction. Then they put them on Viagra. Then they start having issues with headaches. So they put them on some type of painkiller to help out with the headaches that are caused by the Viagra. Well, then what happens is the diet usually goes to crap because they start feeling bad. They go in and say, well, your cholesterol is slightly elevated too, so we need to put you on basically a statin drug. Well, now you're on four different medications just because your blood pressure was slightly elevated, which may or may have not even been an issue, simply because your BP was high when you went into the doctor that day, and something like vitamin E, as basic as our Mixtacoferol vitamin E or something like our HGH Stimulate, would have fixed the problem immediately that same day. Now you're on four different medications, and that's just the main basic medications that I hear about all the time. I've heard it go all the way up to 10 and 12 before with all the different things they have to start stacking on top of it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, but this is something that really needs to be addressed, and I really think that the more we can get this information out there, guys, the more our podcast gets out there, the more people start realizing that there's other options. That's always been our ultimate goal, is to help people out and show them that there's always a natural alternative. And I always tell people, try the natural, least invasive alternative first. If it doesn't work for you, if you're not happy with it, A, we have a 90-back money-back guarantee, so that right there takes the entire risk out of it. Secondly, if it doesn't work at all, you still have the medical model to go to, so you really have no downside whatsoever going the natural approach, except for the fact that it may work properly and you may not have to go on medications. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up again, because I did notice that the other day. I don't watch much TV, but I was at a buddy's house the other day, and they had a football game on, and I think within the period of 30, 40 minutes I was over there, I saw like four or five different either Viagra or Cialis commercials. I mean, it was like every 5 or 6 minutes they had another one on. I thought that was a bit odd, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, remember, because the baby boomers aren't the ones just using this. The 25, 30-year-old guys are using this stuff. This is a major problem, and, you know, and the problem is, I mean, you're 30 years old, you're impotent, you already feel horrible about the fact that you're impotent. Now you're taking Viagra, and now you end up being blind, deaf, and impotent. I mean, how much worse does it get than that? I mean, my gosh, I mean, what are you planning on doing the rest of that? I mean, that's awful. You say, well, that's kind of making fun of it. No, I'm not making fun of it. I've been trying not to. It's just the side effects are so severe with these drugs that it's not even something you want to make fun of. It's awful. And see, and this is the thing that people don't get. You know, I've never seen anybody yet who've changed their diet, who started taking the HGH stimulate, who started drinking more water, and who started using a mini trampoline, a rebounder, like a little 3-foot-wide rebounder that you see on the side of the football fields, and jogging on that. If you're not very steady, you can actually, you know, just walk on it for a little while until you get used to it. You can make sure you have good shoes and ankle supports on. If you have to, you can have a brace built around the thing so you can hold on, or you can put chairs around it, you can brace them up, and you can start jogging on that, and you can do it like 3 times a day for like 3 to 5 minutes a time, like 15 to 20 minutes a day total. And I've never seen it yet, changing your diet, taking the HGH stimulate, taking the vitamin E, and doing the exercise, doing all of these things in combination, that does not completely normalize blood pressure, unless you're massively overweight. Now, if you got to lose 50, 60, 80, 100 pounds, well, you got to lose some weight, because you're pumping all those blood vessels through all that fat. And guys, it's just not, the body's not designed to do that. Your body's not designed to be morbidly obese. It doesn't work that way. So you don't want to be in a situation where you get yourself bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I've not seen people do the mini trampoline who are that heavy anyhow, because most of the time they can't physically do that. But if you're a normal guy or a normal lady, and by the way, the mini trampoline has also been shown to increase bone density with ladies who've been suffering with osteopenia or osteoporosis, but you got to do it real gently, and you got to make sure you do something like, you know, get some raw certified goat's milk to make sure you get enough calcium in your diet, or you can also use our osteo product, our bone support product from we have at the office. But guys shouldn't be using that. They can just use a little bit of milk if they've got problems with osteoporosis, but most guys never have that problem anyhow. Guys really don't need a calcium supplement. So anyhow, so there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a health standpoint to really feel good and help to control your blood pressure. In fact, blood pressure is, again, one of the easiest things to control without meds. And Austin said something a second ago. A lot of times, just by taking your blood pressure in a doctor's office, you may elevate yourself 15 or 20 points.
Yep.
Because you're nervous. I mean, the other day I was in there, I was talking to Dr. Todd, and they were taking my blood pressure, and we started talking politics, and he wasn't done with the blood pressure yet, you know, the nurse. And I got all aggravated about something, because Todd's like we are, he's a libertarian, and he got me going, and I was talking, I was getting upset. And then all of a sudden they take my blood pressure, I'm up 15 points. And they started laughing. They said, you've never had your blood pressure up before. Every time you've been in here all these years, it's always like 115 over 65, 120 over 70. And I started laughing. I said, well, Todd got me all stoked up talking about politics. Well, the same thing can happen to you. The same thing can happen to you if you get nervous. If you get nervous when you go to the doctor's office, a lot of times your blood pressure will get elevated. Now, what you can do, a lot of the folks, like a lot of the drug stores and stuff, have those blood pressure cuffs now that are pretty accurate. And you can go sit in there one day and just chill out and do one of those blood pressure cuffs and see what it is when you're not in the doctor's office, and see how your blood pressure is without having to be stressed out by going to the doctor's office. A lot of times you'll be surprised that your blood pressure stays pretty normal unless you're under stress. And that's, now we've just developed a new product using a combination of different herbs. It's going to be basically a cortisol buster is what it's going to be, and it's going to be to bring that stress level back down so you sleep better at night and burn more body fat. We'll have that available probably for the show on Friday night with Doug. Oh, by the way, Hungary's President Orban is now praising Trump because of the end of multilateralism. This is from Breitbart. Hungary's prime minister says the U.S. President Donald Trump's position that all countries have the right to put their own interests first was the key phrase of his inaugural address. Prime Minister Orban is interpreting Trump's statement as the end of multilateralism and as permission for Hungary to put itself in first place. Orban was an early supporter of Trump and had praised his immigration policies, speaking Monday at an economic conference organized by the National Bank of Hungary. Orban also implied that conservative François Fillon is his preferred candidate to become the next president of France and supported his desire for a new military alliance in Europe. That's basically getting rid of NATO, the whole new military alliance. And Orban said this new alliance could give Europe greater self-confidence and the ability to negotiate with all parties, including Russia. Guys, we have to stop supplying all of the military needs of countries like Germany that are super wealthy, or Japan that are super wealthy. We've got to stop paying for all of this stuff, or Israel that's super wealthy. I'm not picking on any individual company. I'm just country. I'm saying all of them need to be paying their own way, period. What do you think, son?
No, you know my stance on this. I was that was one of the proudest things that Trump said last year when he had that speech about the international funding that we're doing, this foreign funding, this foreign aid we give to literally, we spend like $100 billion a year in foreign aid that we give away in all these countries. So I don't want to go into that again. So I'm just going to start ranting on it, but he's absolutely 100% right. If these countries are not going to have a reciprocal relationship with us, if they're not going to do things for us, if they're not going to support our commerce, if they're not going to support our country as basically their big daddy that's giving them a credit card every month for them to spend as much money as they want, essentially. I mean, doggone, Israel's getting over $40 billion on their last renegotiation of foreign aid. I have absolutely no idea why we would give that country that much money for no legitimate reason at all, when they have 200-plus nuclear warheads. They're completely solvent. They have no issues financially whatsoever. We're $20 trillion in debt to the Federal Reserve, yet we're still borrowing money we don't have on credit we really can't afford and giving it to countries that don't deserve it. I don't think I can be any more clear than that. All the foreign aid needs to stop immediately. Done. $0.00 needs to be given to any of these countries unless they're going to significantly support our country, our infrastructure, our way of life. If they don't want to do that, then they can figure out another country that's going to be as generous as us, because I promise you, they will not find another one anywhere in the world that is going to hand them billions of dollars a year for doing nothing but existing on the planet. It's complete and total nonsense that we've even allowed this crap to pass through Congress, and we're allowing these countries to siphon off of us when we're in debt up to our eyeballs. But in other news with currency, Venezuela just had their new currency circulated, which is interesting now, as we see how all these other countries are doing financially. Venezuela just had their 500, their 5,000, and their 20,000 Bolivar notes appearing for the first time, which many have pointed out now with their revaluation of their currency. A 20,000 Bolivar note won't even buy two Big Macs at McDonald's now. That's what their currency's basically gone to. This is what hyperinflation looks like. $20,000 bill. $20,000. And they can basically buy like a Big Mac and a soda with it for one of these $20,000 bills. And that is their largest bill they have, by the way. Their largest bill they have in circulation is essentially worth around $6 to $7. So that's what hyperinflation looks like, Dad. I know you told me about Oma when she was over in Germany in the Weimar Republic. That's exactly what happened to them. They'd have to go into the stores literally with backpacks full of cash, just racks of cash, to buy basic supplies like food or bread or milk. And then it got to a point so bad that they were actually using the cash as firewood, because it was cheaper to burn the paper than it was to try and buy firewood with the paper, because it took so much paper to buy a small amount of firewood, it actually became cost prohibitive. I found that very interesting that hyperinflation can reach that level, but it has, Dad.
A loaf of bread, 40 billion marks. That's what my mom was paying for. 40 billion marks for one loaf of bread. The mark was 4 to 1 then, so that was like 10 billion basically, you know, U.S. dollars for one mark. And that's how bad it was. And so the crazy thing about this was, is that it just destroyed Germany, destroyed the middle class. And it was the international banking community that did this. And we talked about this something yesterday. By the way, the U.S. Senate has now confirmed Mike Pompeo as CIA director. Praise God, because he's a Christian. President Donald Trump will have his top choice to head the CIA. That's why I really hope, remember, this is the guy that's going to stop the chemtrails. Because the CIA has been, up to this point, a satanic organization at its high levels. This is what we've done. We've brought these satanic people in this. This guy says without Jesus Christ that he's the answer for everything. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that he can clean up the CIA and stop the chemtrails. At least 24 senators voted against this man, making it the closest of the three confirmation votes held so far. The Senate was originally scheduled to vote on the nomination Friday, but this confirmation was delayed to Monday evening due to partisan sniping. In the deal between parties, Republicans reportedly agreed to push back the start of Pompeo's confirmation hearing by a day. In return, the Democrats were to allow the Senate to vote on the congressman on inauguration day, the Weekly Standard reported. Pompeo has a background in the military and in the intelligence, and he did indeed graduate first in his class from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He then served in the Army, where he patrolled the Iron Curtain. After getting out of the military, he graduated from Harvard Law School. My gosh, I didn't know he had all this. In January, he was sworn into his fourth term in Congress, where he serves on the Energy and Commerce Committees. He also served on the House Select Benghazi Committee. I had no idea the guy was that qualified, Austin. So congratulations, yeah, Trump, on this appointment of a man who proclaims Jesus Christ as Lord. So well done on that one, buddy. And thank you, Jesus, that the chemtrails have not been here for, I think we had a couple sprayed for a couple days, just a little bit, but hardly anything since the election, since the inauguration, Austin. So ding dong, the Kenyan's gone.
Yeah.
What's your next story, bud?
I like that one. Well, I just pulled this up a second ago because I was trying to get some more information on it, because this is a really interesting topic for me about the abortion thing that, you know, Trump signed yesterday. Well, this is pretty cool now. We're actually seeing, they did a poll yesterday, and the majority of Americans are in favor of stopping all taxpayer funding of abortions and banning most abortions over 20 weeks of pregnancy. This is a new poll from a new Morris poll commissioned by the Knights of Columbus. And they went on to hear, they said the polls show that large percentage of Americans on both sides of the aisle are united in their opposition to the status quo as it relates to abortion on demand. This is heartening and can help start a new national conversation on abortion. When polled, 61% of Americans opposed using tax dollars to fund abortions within the U.S., while over 83% of respondents opposed subsidizing abortions outside of the United States. So he was right in line with signing that yesterday, as far as the people have spoken, and they don't think we should be spending taxpayer dollars to fund other countries' abortions. But and a whole other kind of side note of that, guys, do you understand what type of wrath from God Almighty you're bringing on a country when you are literally funding the entire world's abortions all around the globe? I mean, can you ask for any more wrath? I mean, you're really spitting in the face of God at that point. It's bad enough to do it in this country. It's egregious to do it in this country. It's nauseating to me that these people even are able to engage in this type of behavior and are not arrested. But the fact that we're funding other countries' abortions on top of it, I mean, it just goes to show you how the globalist agenda, they really, really, really want to promote this and do it as much as they can, A, to control the population, and to B, to essentially use it as a sacrificial ceremony, in my opinion. And it's nasty to me, Deb, but this is pretty interesting. Almost 85% of the people that they polled said they absolutely do not support funding international abortion. I want to know where the other 15% are that said they do, and I would kindly ask them to leave to go to another country that they would find to be more appealing to them.
Well, they're the ones who marched in Washington, D.C. wearing the banners that we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's them, isn't it?
Doesn't
care if that's them.
Well, no, I mean, I have to show you that picture. I mean, it'll make you just nauseous. And the thing about it is this. You know, why in the world? But remember, there were four things the Joshua Committee said they needed to do: blow holes in the ionosphere to try to vent out pollution, start doing deep space exploration and start colonization on other planets, deep underground bunker complex, and reduce the population of the planet. This is all a threat of what happened with Roswell. And, you know, I've covered this on the show multiple times. And the thing about this is that this is what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to do everything they possibly can to reduce the population of the planet. Now, the problem is this. About 100 million people get born to the planet every single year on top of the ones who die. That's what's going on. But it's not in the United States and it's not in Europe. It's in these third world countries. It's in these hell holes of Africa, these hell holes of Libya that we turned Libya into a hell hole. Well, we didn't. Clinton did. I never voted for that. And, but, you know, and the gay Kenyan did. But the thing about it is that, you know, here's the thing. You know, we have these people in these third world countries like India and that are just breeding like crazy, bringing another 100 million people every year into the population. Guys, we need to teach these guys birth control. How about that? How about we go in and we have them get a baby and we pay for the baby and we go in and we tie their tubes? I'm okay with tying their tubes. I'm okay with that. That's kind of, you know, forced sterilization, but let's just say they have a baby and we say, we'll deliver the baby for you, but we're going to go ahead and help you not to have any more kids. Is that okay with you? And they say, okay, let's go ahead and tie the tubes. Whatever. Give the guys vasectomies. Whatever. It doesn't make any difference. Let's find a way to naturally do this without aborting babies. But, oh, but that's right. Though Austin did mention that, didn't he? When they abort the fetuses and they abort the babies, it creates a tremendous amount of energy into the unseen realms that these black magicians want that feeds these other entities, including the fallen angels, apparently. So, again, they want to do all of this so they can go ahead and have this interdimensional stuff fed. So, guys, this is a mess, and I'm so glad that Trump put a big stop to it. By the way, Katie Rich of Saturday Night Live has been suspended for a tweet mocking Barron Trump, which is completely inappropriate. Katie Rich, a writer for Saturday Night Live, has been suspended from her positions at that show following a widely criticized post, kind of like Rosie O'Donnell, I guess, she made Friday on her personal Twitter account in which she mocked Barron Trump, the 10-year-old son of President Donald Trump. She was suspended immediately after her tweet, and her suspension is indefinite, according to someone familiar with the plans at Saturday Night Live, who was not authorized by NBC to comment on personal matters. That tweet on Friday during Mr. Trump's inauguration ceremony drew widespread condemnation, and Ms. Rich subsequently deleted the post, which said Barron will be this country's first homeschooled shooter. Unbelievable. What kind of stupid comment is that? Unbelievable. And deactivated her Twitter account. Her name did not appear in the closing credits of Saturday Night Live in its broadcast on Saturday. You know, the thing that bothers me with all of this, Austin, is that they're so programmed to believe that right-wing men who like guns, like Donald Trump, and like me, and like you, and like pretty much all of our listeners, are running around shooting people. I don't shoot people. I don't want to shoot anybody. But the point is, I don't want to be shot either. And then you get all these false flags that have happened in the past 8 years with this gay Kenyan that he's basically was doing whatever the Rothschild handlers wanted him to do. By in fact, he wasn't doing anything. Somebody else was making decisions. He was playing golf, him and that weird wife of his, or that weird it of his. And so we know one thing for sure. Obama was not in charge. He was not in charge. Somebody else was pulling his strings all the way for the entire 8 years. He was a CIA plant, as far as I'm concerned, with his unknown background that he even got into this thing. So, guys, thank you, Jesus, again. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahweh, that you've helped us to get through this mess, and hope the people in the United States will stand firm now in their new convictions. And God bless Barron Trump. I hope that kid's healthy. I hope he's got a great mental IQ. I hope he's doing wonderful. And I hope Trump is blessed in all the areas of his life, Austin. What's your next story?
No, you're absolutely right on that. I mean, she needs to be. I mean, I have the feeling that that indefinite suspension means she's gone. So I really hope that that's accurate. But one thing you said about the mass shootings is that's one thing that a lot of people haven't really taken a look at, is the fact that, you know, the average mass shootings with pretty much almost any other president have been moderate to low. I had a thing earlier that I pulled up here under George H.W. Bush Sr., you know, there were 7 mass shootings. Under George Bush Jr., there were 15 mass shootings through his entire 2 terms. Barack Obama, he's had 37 mass shootings in his 2 terms, more than any other president ever in history. And I find this very odd, because if you guys recall, every time there was any type of shooting in this country, every single time there was a call to restrict armaments, weapons, guns, ammo, whatever you want to call it, there was always some type of call to restriction every time that happened. And the liberal media would sit there and parrot almost like they had a crib sheet that they were supposed to talk about, that they knew to talk about before the shooting even took place. They were already prepped to talk about it. And we talked so many times in detail over the last 2 years about every time there was a shooting, it was always an AR-15. Even when it wasn't an AR-15, it was always an AR-15. Before they even knew what the gun was, it was an AR-15. It constantly was a barrage on the Second Amendment rights. So I'm really, really interested to see, and I mean, I pray for the safety of everybody in this country, but I'm really curious to see if that's going to slow down now that Trump's in office, because they already know that if a mass shooting does occur, the first thing that's going to happen is not going to be a massive hit on the Second Amendment, gun rights, and lawful gun owners. It's going to be on the person that did it, and also what was the root cause, like the mass use of pharmaceutical drugs that are being pumped into all these people without any type of thought of the reactions of stacking benzodiazepines with SSRIs, with Adderall or amphetamine salts like they're doing. All these different compounds together in the brain have very, very serious side effects. And when you see people go crazy like that and go shoot people, if it actually was a true shooting and wasn't some stage shooting or a false flag patsy that they set up like the Aurora, Colorado shooting, you start realizing that there was always been another agenda to about 90%+ of every single shooting we see in the media. So, yeah, Dad, I am really curious to see what's going to happen with that over the next couple of years, because we already know Trump's been very, very adamant about not restricting gun rights whatsoever. He's actually very open about allowing us to have more gun rights, even taking suppressors out of the NFA category and not having to pay a tax stamp with the unlawful and unconstitutional ATF in control of them. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to play out in the next couple of years.
Well, Donald Trump Jr. says he carries 1,000 rounds of ammunition in his trunk at all times. You gotta love this family. Gosh. By the way, speaking of Obama, one of the last things they did as far as lead ammo use. Now, I have mixed emotions about lead ammo use. I think stainless steel shots better. It's a lot better for the environment without having to put this lead everywhere. But, of course, Obama's man decided the day before the completion of his appointment last week, the head of the federal agency dedicated to wildlife conservation issued an order ending the use of lead ammo on service lands within 5 years. This is Director Dan Ash, a second-generation career employee of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, here's the thing. I don't have a problem if the states want to do this, and I think it's a great idea to use stainless steel, or not stainless steel, but just steel shot, because it's a lot easier on the environment, and lead really doesn't rust. But steel shot will, and it'll just kind of go away over a period of years. But, you know, when the federal government comes in now and starts telling the states what they can and can't do is what kind of shot they can use on the federal lands, it's complete and total nonsense to me. It's not something that needs to be done, and I hope and I pray that Trump can stop this, but I also hope and I pray that the states themselves will decide they need to get rid of lead shot altogether and be done with all of this. What do you think, Oz?
The green ammo debate has been out for quite some time, and there's a lot of pros to it, and I'm for it in a lot of areas, especially like that on really conservative land. There's not an issue with it as far as, in my opinion, with steel shot. The only thing that I'm always hesitant about is ever allowing the government or the states to start dictating ammo decrees by law. The problem is, as we have seen numerous times, every time the state or the government starts making a decree or a statute, there is usually a slippery slope that it continues to go down and to a point where they completely control and dictate everything about that. So if there's some type of small regulation about it, or something they would suggest, or something that they would appreciate, or, in my opinion, the biggest issue with a lot of the steel shot versus the lead shot is the cost. That's where a lot of people fall into the category where they're not really about it, because the steel shot can be anywhere from 20% to 80% more, depending on what type of caliber you're using, especially with the 12-gauge, and then going on up to 308 and stuff like that with no lead core. So the biggest thing to me that would say, okay, we need to promote this, is let's get the cost down. Let's try and help subsidize part of the ammunition cost if we're going to promote this, or let's try and give tax breaks to ammunition manufacturers that are going to be making non-lead shot. Let's do certain things like that. And the thing is, if you automatically start doing that and the cost automatically starts going down, you're going to have the demand for the product go up because it's going to be a more cost-effective approach for hunting. But right now, the cost-effectiveness is not there, which in turn is going to make it more difficult to get people to do it. So they're going to have to sit there and decree by law again that you must do this and mandate you must use this ammo. That's the issue I have, is when we start allowing the government and the states to dictate ammo usage, then it becomes down to how much ammo you can have, how much ammunition you can buy. Like California's already done. You already have to have an ammo license to purchase ammunition in that state now, ammunition license, and you can only buy so much ammunition at one time. That's the issue I have when it starts going down that slope.
That's a good point, Austin. By the way, the EPA is finally being challenged in court over the approval of Monsanto's new toxic pesticides, Xtendimax pesticide. This is good. The approval of the pesticide company's latest version of the older weed killer known as dicamba. Because these same crops are also engineered to withstand applications of Monsanto's Roundup, the overuse of that pesticide containing glyphosate will continue at the current high levels. Monsanto's own conservative estimate predicts that dicamba, which is, by the way, very poisonous on average to humans, used on soybeans would go from 233,000 pounds per year, listen to this, listen, to 20.5 million pounds per year, and dicamba used on cotton would go from 364,000 pounds a year to 5.2 million pounds per year. Guys, pray that Trump is awake when it comes to environmental issues. Thank you for listening today. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for kind of putting up with us and just being part of our family and being here with us and supporting us. And thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. And just thanks for just being here and listening and just making this show just one of the fastest growing talk shows in America today. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close, buddy.
Yes, guys, absolutely. We appreciate all the emails and calls we get. Thank you so much for it. We're getting on top of all the responses from this weekend. We had a lot of emails this weekend we're trying to hit. So we appreciate your patience in that. And, guys, if you need anything, as always, as I always say, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. We are working on our phone systems right now. We're doing a whole new system overhaul. So if you call and you get a different voice, or if you're as far as, or if it goes into a different relay or a different queue, just bear with us right now. If something happens, just give us a call back. We should have it everything up and running and buttoned up perfectly by the end of the week. But just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. If you call our 1-800 number, it's the 1-800-726-1834. We're getting all that updated right now. So, guys, if you need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Go check out our product of the week, our Aqua Trace formula in our 8-ounce bottle. Brand new formula. Great product on sale for over 10% off. We'll be changing tonight, or tomorrow morning, I should say, for whatever one, which is currently, let's see here, which currently is winning. Digestive enzymes are winning. Great product. Take them all the time, especially with big meals. Check it out, healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.